Hello and welcome to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Overby, Senior Editor of Auto Remarketing. And as we record this on Friday, January 29th, we're just about a little more than a week from Super Bowl Sunday. And, you know, it's one of the more anticipated quarterback matchups in recent memory with the greatest of all time, some would say, most would say, Tom Brady, kind of passing the torch to perhaps the next one, Patrick Mahomes. And of course, this year, the spectacle around the Super Bowl and the event itself is going to be very different. And that's going to include what you might see with the commercials. And here to talk about that today is Lauren Donaldson of Pure Cars. She's a digital advertising expert with the company. And Lauren, great to talk with you. And thanks for being on the show.
Right on. Thanks for having me, Joe. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, Pure Cars, of course, you know, specializes in automotive when it comes to advertising, and the automaker and auto industry spots really have kind of traditionally been a stronghold and had a huge presence in the Super Bowl. What can we expect from the auto industry this year when it comes to Super Bowl advertising?
Well, it's been fascinating to watch, right? You've seen from multiple industries, the typical names are not necessarily there this year. In fact, the only two manufacturers who have purchased spots for the Super Bowl this year are General Motors, who actually has two spots. They've got one dedicated to Cadillac and one that's kind of more broad, talking about electric vehicles, and Toyota. So again, many OEMs are missing from what is usually a jam-packed list. There are a couple of reasons why. I'm sure we can get into that, but it's a smaller list than usual this year.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of them have bowed out and said the reasons why. I mean, what do you think of some of the messaging and reasons why some have chosen not to do it this year?
Sure. I think brands are really faced with two options. And to do a little bit of a history lesson on kind of television marketing in general, the reason that you make an ad purchase such as this is to get one message in front of as many eyeballs as possible. Lots of people would say that the Super Bowl is the premier event to do so. You have a captive audience. We all have friends and family who watch the Super Bowl for the ads, not for the game, right?
Yeah. So
a lot of people would say, if you're going to do it big, this is the one place that you should invest your dollars. Now, the cons to television advertising in general are that it's cost prohibitive. A Super Bowl spot this year cost north of $5.5 million for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And there's far less targeting available than you really want. And what I think manufacturers have observed over the last year, the same way Pure Cars has observed, is that you want to invest your dollars where you know there's going to be return and there's no ad wasted. With that, many OEMs and dealers alike are turning towards similar behavior with OTT or connected TV spots. But with that, it's the exact same type of ad. It's airing on a television screen, but you're able to target folks who are in market for your product today. They're unskippable ads. And it's at a far more affordable price to entry. So I think you're seeing folks on the dealer level, you're seeing dealers acknowledge that that's a smarter buy and move that way. I think you're seeing the manufacturers do the same thing at a larger scale.
And, you know, some, for example, just today, I believe it was Kia announced, they put out a release that instead of, spending that $5.5 million on a Super Bowl ad, they're choosing to expand and put more money into their one of their charitable initiatives called Accelerate the Good. Are you seeing other examples and an alternative use of advertising dollars or would-be advertising dollars from auto?
Right, yeah. There's another prime example of this. It's actually not specific to automotive, but Anheuser-Busch. When's the last time you didn't see the Clydesdales?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
In the middle of the Super Bowl, Anheuser-Busch elected to donate that dollar figure to COVID vaccination efforts in a show of faith to say, we want bars and restaurants to be open and we're going to instead turn our dollars towards where it will be most impactful. I haven't seen similar donations in the automotive industry, but of course you'll likely see that messaging is different. It's not going to be in your face, 0% APR for 72. It's going to be something that tugs on your heartstrings and addresses the moment. I especially expect that from Toyota.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, for those couple that you mentioned that have said they're planning on advertising, you know, what kind of messaging do you expect to see from them? I mean, it's hard to say, you know, how do you tie that into automotive, but you know, what do you expect Toyota and GM and some of those folks to kind of get across this year?
Sure. So GM, it's a little easier. They've put out press statements that the Cadillac spot is going to be specifically introducing the Lyriq, their new EV SUV. So that vehicle is expected to hit dealerships early 2022. So this is definitely like the early phases of a longer campaign. Their other spot is going to be an extension of their Everybody In campaign, which is really about educating the masses on the value of an electric vehicle and making sure that Joe Public knows that EVs are not just for the uber wealthy or the uber eco-friendly or eco-conscious buyer. It's for everyone. Toyota, they always have a knack for meeting the moment, right? I expect that they'll have something that leaves you, again, with a warm heart, tugging at your heartstrings, maybe a tear or two. I imagine that it'll be something that, again, is not necessarily come view our spread of 15 nameplates. It's going to be addressing the moment that we're in, and here's how we can emerge from this together.
Yeah, absolutely. And you touched on this earlier with some of the over the top, automakers and other you know, advertisers using streaming services to do advertising. Of course, we're in an age now where ads are not pigeonholed to broadcasting. So how might auto advertisers use those digital channels as part of their Super Bowl strategy?
Sure. Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that. So a moment ago, I mentioned that traditional TV, or when you make a TV buy, the goal is to get that ad in front of as many people as you can. It's a reach play. You have OTT, or over-the-top advertising, as a very similar ad medium in that it's the same ad appearing on a TV screen. I don't know how many people know this out there. At the end of Q4 last year, more U.S. households can be reached by OTT than by traditional TV. So if you're looking for a reach play, look no further than OTT. And what's more, for 2021, and again, I encourage dealers who are listening to strongly consider this when they're evaluating their ad plans. This was just published by Google last week. 2021 is the first year where millennials are expected to be the largest segment of auto purchasers in the space. Millennials also happen to be far less brand loyal, far more interested in shopping different brands throughout their customer experience journey or shopping experience. And last but not least, way more likely to be cord cutters, right? Yeah. So they are accessed by OTT almost exclusively in some cases. So if a dealer is not considering OTT as part of their cumulative ad strategy this year, they are turning a blind eye to 1 in 3 buyers this year. And who wants to do that?
Well, along those lines, I mean, it's, a lot of, we think about how people consume media now. A lot of it is watching clips on YouTube. I mean, I was listening to a podcast, Jimmy Kimmel was on a podcast the other day talking about how the fact that his show is on at 11:30 doesn't really matter how many people watch it at 11:30. A lot of people are going to watch clips on YouTube or, on his Instagram and that kind of thing. Do you see a lot of that with automotive advertising and, with these Super Bowl commercials, that it's almost the amount of, if somebody watches a GM ad on YouTube, that's almost as important as the amount of people who see it, during the actual game?
Absolutely. I want to say that in that same study Google published last week, they published that 60% of purchasers last year watched an online video about the car that they ultimately bought.
Yeah.
it's just simply, it's absolutely part of that path to purchase today. And to not be there again is it's just, it's a mistake, right? We ought to learn lessons from last year and put them to place and leverage what we've learned this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we talked earlier about some of the big names that are typically in the Super Bowl, you know, Budweiser, you know, General Motors, some of these just large companies that are household names. Everybody knows them. But it's also, you know, Super Bowl has been a time where we kind of get introduced to a new brand, you know, new companies who people might not know before, but they remember they saw the commercial during the Super Bowl. Do you see this in automotive where perhaps there's not necessarily automakers, but even auto brands that, you know, lesser known companies can kind of get their name out?
Sure. Yeah. There's one key example of that in the automotive space. It's Vroom. Mm-hmm. So they are a first time entrant into the Super Bowl ad mix. And of course their reasons for it are justified in that they're a brand with a national presence. And as a used car seller, more people are in market. You're not limited to specifically folks who are in market for a new vehicle of your manufacturer. So it makes sense for them to exercise a reach play like the Super Bowl ad. I would, again, I'd caution dealers, if you haven't seen it already, Google it, look up their spot. It's taking dead aim at the dealership experience. And so the tips that Pure Cars has lent to dealers is make sure that you and your provider are capturing search traffic for Vroom plus the make of the vehicles that you're selling. Because that Super Bowl ad is guaranteed to stimulate interest in your backyard, and you don't want to lose market share to Vroom.
Yeah. And, you know, that it just adds another kind of list of, you know, expanding their national brand, their, you know, the becoming a household name, you know, which is the goal of these commercials, is going to add another list of competitors to deal, and, you know, another CarMax and Carvana type to compete with dealers for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, one last question here before I let you go. Who are you picking to win the Super Bowl? Tom Brady and the Bucks or Chiefs?
You can't do this to me. This is terrible. I spent the better part of the last decade in New England, in Boston. Wow. I'm going to have to go with the GOAT, Tom Brady.
Okay. Well, I thought with the Texas A&M, sure you would go with the fellow Texan there, but.
Right. It is very much the passing of the torch to the new generation. This is going to be a super fun game to watch.
Yeah, it really is. And we've never, I was just thinking about that. Rarely in sports do we get to see somebody, you know, who's entering their prime and entering where they're going to be the greatest versus someone at the tail end. I mean, it'd be like seeing Jordan play LeBron, you know, in basketball. But well, Lauren, thank you so much for being on the show and allowing me to talk sports a little bit. And we'll be sure to catch up soon and see how all these Super Bowl advertising went.
Right on. Thank you again, Joe. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Well, for Nick Zulovich and our entire crew at Auto Remarketing, I'm Joe Overby. Thanks for listening.